Well, in March 2012, we featured the story about the launch of Specialistern, which is a new organisation to help people with autism spectrum disorders to find their place in the world of work. 2 years on, and Specialistern has succeeded in helping a number of people to find positions and contribute their skills and abilities. We're joined now by one of those success stories. It's Dara McMahon, who is a support associate for one of the world's largest software companies, SAP, and also by Kirsten Doran, who is the leader of SAP Autism at Work Ireland project. Dara, you've had quite an experience indeed in terms of SAP. How do you find the work?
Absolutely wonderful. I'm enjoying it immensely. It's basically everything that I could possibly want. The work's good. It's interesting. Keeps me occupied. And they feed me once a day, so I have no problem at all with them.
They keep you happy like that, indeed.
Absolutely.
Landing the job was a good bit of skill, no doubt, in landing the job.
Skill and a great deal of luck, to my mind, just in terms of the sheer timing. But apparently I had the skills required to be a part of SAP, and I'm very happy for that.
And the skills required, putting yourself through that process, what did they do to ensure you had the skills required?
Actually, a very strange process for some reason. The Specialistern way is literally to interview you a couple of times, then if they feel that you are a good candidate, to bring you back in and have you try your hand at some problem solving. To be more specific, it is quite literally making pretty much a robot. Have you ever heard of the Lego Mindstorm?
Yeah, I actually have one, believe it or not.
Really?
Yeah. Really.
Those things are expensive. Yeah. Nevertheless, we were told that we had 2 hours. We were split up into pairs, and we were told we had 2 hours to make the Lego Mindstorm. My team was able to complete it, and afterwards, every person then has another interview with people who specialise in finding out what your strengths and weaknesses are. Then a while later, I was called back in, told that there was a chance. A few months go by, and I get a package of mail, which can seem to be a contract.
Well, fantastic. And that was the lucky day indeed. Your own situation, you were diagnosed with autism very young.
Yes, roughly at the age of 4, I think. And it seemed to be, the way it was put to my mum was actually quite over the top. Quite literally, they said that I wouldn't be able to talk properly, walk properly, or get past a primary school education. So far, I'm talking properly here.
You're on radio, you're broadcasting. Yeah.
Yes, and I'm going through loud and clear, I think. I was able to walk in perfectly fine, and I had gone to a third level education.
Now, your mother must have played a very big role then in your overall development.
Exceptionally so. She was the one who was told, and as she puts it, quite a few people might have said, oh, this is terrible, but she said basically, no, my son is not going to be like that. He is going to be a proper functioning member of society. And so she, my dad, and as much help as they could get together, got around to, I suppose, teaching me the way of being normal, quote unquote.
The walking bit, because there's nothing wrong. I saw you walking into the studio. There's absolutely no sign. Why would they assume that you wouldn't be able to walk, and what happened?
I have no idea, but I think it's one of the things that autism can manifest in bad motor coordination.
Okay.
So one of the ways that was combated was when I was pretty young, I'd say 6, 7, 8. Between 7 and 10, I'd say, my mum had me walking on a balance beam quite regularly. And, nothing too bad. It wasn't as though I was walking on a tightrope. And, no, I can't walk on a tightrope, so don't ask for a demonstration. But I was doing that, so absolutely no problem with my balance at all.
So they kept you going all the time. That sounds like a pretty good training for surfing and stuff like that.
Yes. In fact, I did. I used to surf quite a bit. A few years ago, I would go to Bundoran, which is actually become one of the surf capitals of the world, and surf there. I was sent there for a week, and it was one of the best weeks of my life, I'd have to say, because It was literally just get up in the morning, get food, grab a board, go down to the beach, surf for most of the day, come back, relax, eat, sleep, repeat again.
You like food from the sound of all that, because you mentioned it twice already.
I unfortunately am a fan of food. People out there can't see, obviously, because this is radio, but I have got more pudge than I need, so I'm intending to find a way to get rid of that.
It's not too much. Now, you said one thing which fascinated me, Dara. You said you have been to a third level college or university or institution and so on. Have been. What did you mean?
I was in the University of Limerick in the course, the Bachelor of Science for Energy. Unfortunately, that ended after my second year, after repeating my second year, due to the fact that I just couldn't motivate myself to do anything, unfortunately. I'm not entirely certain what caused it to this day. It might have been some form of depression or something like that, but I don't know. One thing is that it seemed to happen during the winter months, so that might have something to do with it. But if that's the case, then I'm quite happy to say that I've gotten over it, because I was able to get through an entire winter with SAP, and they didn't notice me slacking off or tell me to leave or anything like that.
So you dropped out of university, and I presume that meant you had to pick yourself up.
Yes. That's where one piece of incredible either luck or divine providence or just sheer coincidence comes into play. One of my friends from university was on work placement in SAP, and they had heard about Specialstern. They had learned about them, and when they heard about the fact that I had dropped out, and obviously they knew I had Asperger's, they told me about this, and I got in contact. And like, this was literally less than a month after I had dropped out that they told me about all this. Hell, it might have been a week or so. But
you contacted a Specialstern?
Yes, got in contact with Peter Brabson, who is one of the key players in Specialstern at the moment, in Ireland, that is. Got in contact, heard back from him very quickly. We sent off a few emails. He asked me to come up to Dublin in SAP for an interview. First time that I had been to the SAP building, and it was there are two buildings in Dublin, but the one I went to is the App House, and it was beautiful, absolutely lovely place. And I had my interview with him. We discussed things. A few more emails, more interviews, the Mindstorm interview.
And the contract.
Yep.
Well, good for you. Now, Kristen, you've been sitting there looking, and I know that you're very impressed because it's written all over your face now there with Dara as he was talking there. You're heading up the autism program in SAP.
Yes.
Well, firstly, why is SAP interested?
We identified an opportunity to increase our diversity, which is something that we're very committed to within SAP, from the perspective of we believe that increasing diversity leads to increased innovation, which will help us to maintain our competitive advantage. So we have diversity in a number of different areas that we focus on, and we saw an opportunity in capitalizing on the skills of people who are on the autistic spectrum. We started with a program in India in 2012 where a person there, one of the managing directors, has a child who's on the spectrum, and he was motivated to make the organization a better place for people who would potentially fall on the autistic spectrum. So we started in India and hired a few people into the organization in India. This gained some momentum, and then in 2013, globally, SAP became committed to hiring people who would be on the autistic spectrum. So we are now looking at this program worldwide. We have focus on it in Ireland, in Germany, in the United States, and in Canada.
Now, you mentioned the kind of skills that people on the autistic spectrum have. Is it possible to define them?
So people who would be on the autistic spectrum, there's specific traits that I think are associated with those people. I'm reluctant to say that all people on the spectrum would have those traits, because I think they're it's a huge spectrum, and it's like any I think they say any neurotypical person, you know, everyone's unique, and you meet one person who's on the autistic spectrum, you've met one person on the autistic spectrum. You can't generalize.
Okay, well then that caveat haven't been made. Yes. What are you finding is the main ones?
Where there would be a good fit is that people who would fall on the autistic spectrum, one of the traits would be that they have a good attention to detail. They like repetitive tasks. They like structure and order. And so some of the tasks that we would have in an IT industry are a very good fit for that. So some of the roles that we've hired people into would be quality assurance testing within our software development organization. We have one fellow working there. And as you know, with software languages, it's very structured, and programming languages are very ordered. So there's a good logic there, and that appeals to the way people who would be on the autistic spectrum think. And then I would say in the role that Dara holds, there's a level of routine to it, but at the same time, he does have to think quite creatively, and he has to be interactive with the information that he has. So there's that level of repetitiveness, but it's not just repetitive to the point that he doesn't have to integrate information and actually process information as he works through it. So it's capitalizing.
What about other workers? Because other workers, when they hear that new people are coming in, mm-hmm. and that they're on the autism spectrum, they're mm-hmm. probably wondering, well, I mean, will we upset them, or yeah. how do you deal with them, or do you have to make any allowances or anything like that? Absolutely. I presume you have to educate them.
We do. Before we started the program in Ireland, we started the program in July 2013. And what we did was we had an awareness training for the population, the employees that would be working specifically with the candidates that we were bringing in who were on the autistic spectrum. And it wasn't a particularly in-depth program. It was about an hour-long training session, again, just outlining what some of the traits would be from a stereotypical perspective, and also some of the things to be aware of in terms of potentially ensuring that the person would be as comfortable as they could be. And I think our employees were conscious and you know, they were interested in this program. They were very, very welcoming of it. They didn't want to upset the person. So that was the main thing, was to make sure people felt comfortable and at ease, and that they wouldn't do anything wrong per se. So that was what our main focus of those training sessions were. It was to assure that people couldn't really do anything wrong.
Well, now, Dara, I know that they're feeding you well, because you've just described how well they're feeding you out there now in SAP. You're enjoying the workplace.
Absolutely.
And are you looking at it long term now? Can you see yourself there for a long while?
As long as they don't kick me out, I don't intend to leave.
So the loyalty they're showing you, you'll definitely be showing it back.
Yes. Well, I'd hope so. I'm trying to do everything as correctly as I can, because all things considered, when I had left university, what prospects did I have? I didn't have any particularly formal training. Bar secondary school, I had some certificates in things like the ECDL, and I wasn't great with social interaction. So in a climate at the moment where jobs can be very difficult to find, I was thrown, basically, the way I put it at one point was Deus Ex Machina, God in the Machine, where literally a solution is given to an otherwise impossible scenario.
And it just happened.
Yes.
Well, congratulations to you, and we wish you the very, very best of luck with your career, and hopefully you'll inspire an awful lot of other people too, that there are great opportunities out there, but they do need some help on that. And so Dara McMahon and Kirsten Doran, thank you both very much indeed. And if anybody does want any more information about that whole programme, you can find more information at ie.specialistern.com. That's the IE comes first, which might sound unusual for a web page, but it's ie.specialistern.com. We'll take a break. Thank you very much.